Okay, let's hear, open your Bible. Open your Bible, Mark chapter 5. This year, I pick up the story from Mark chapter by chapter. This month, it's chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 1 to 20. Kind of a little bit longer for me, but let me read as fast as I could. They went across the lake of the region of the what? Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, the man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. The man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain, for he had often been chained hand and foot. But he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and in the hill, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you evil spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion." "Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs were feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs. Allow us to go into them." He gave them permission, and the evil spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. And Jesus were getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, "Go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." So the man went out and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and all the people were amazed. Amen. Amen. This man lived in the tombs and had been chained up several times and broke by himself, and no one can subdue. And he was naked and screamed day and night and cut himself with stones. Well, this is the man weighed out, you know, kind of different man. But Jesus came to see him right across the lake and just want to see him to release from the demon possessed. But before Jesus did something, before Jesus said something, the man came to see him, came to see Jesus and begged him. Why? Because the demons knew who Jesus was. In the Gospel of Mark, there are many people, but only demons knew who Jesus was. So please read it through. And only demon knew who Jesus was. And another person is the one, the centurion. He nailed Jesus on the cross. He confessed Jesus is the Son of God. Demons and Romans. Other disciples, Jews, couldn't understand who Jesus was. It's very interesting. Well, by the way, I have to make this story short. I'd like to ask you, who is in control of your life? Who is in control of your life? This man was controlled by demons. And he could not relieved from the control by himself. Only Jesus can save him. In this era, in those days, of course, in the gospel, we see that many people are possessed by demons. Have you ever seen the people who are possessed by demons? No? Kind of. And maybe one of the scholars said, because the Jesus came on the earth, demons were rushed to do something. You know, demons are in dangerous situation, so they were eager to possess the people. They were eager to work. They want to show their power, but they lost because they could not win their battles. But we don't know. But only this time the people were possessed by demons. Maybe, but even today, we have to understand that demons are still alive. And they work in a different way, not in the time of Jesus. Because you are not naked, you're not chained, nor live in tombs. Our church is close to tombs, but we have to, if we understand this story or this guy is totally different from ourselves, we lost a point. We have to understand that the story, this man, is not different from ours. I mean, we also could be possessed by demons. We also could be controlled by demons. We have to realize, and we have to see through the eyes of Jesus. Because even in this time, the people could not understand this guy was possessed by demons, right? They saw the totally weird guy, living in tombs, chained.
naked and cut himself. But they did not know he was possessed by demons. It's called legion. Many demons. Many demons for one person. Why? I don't know. Why the many demons just attacked one guy? Couldn't understand. But today, even today, Satan, demons are working. Maybe they are stronger than this time. We have to see, we have to discern the power of demons. We have to discern the work of demons. Even demons work on ourselves. How? Because this world is influenced by Satan. Even the Bible said that Satan is the head of this world, right? He controls this world, the whole world, the world we live. So we do not know, if we do not see the through of the eyes of Jesus, I mean, if we do not see this world through the spiritual eyes, we won't see the work of demons. We miss. We could not understand. But this world is controlled by Satan, and we are surrounded by demons. And demons want to control us through money, through our arrogance, through our sexual something? I don't know. Yeah? Through our relations, through our jobs, many different ways. Nobody can take these demons out except Jesus. So if do not accept Jesus as our Lord over our lives, we are easy to be possessed by demons. We are easy to be controlled by demons. We have to realize it. Of course, we are not living in tombs, but sometimes we want to live far from the people. You know, we want to be isolated. We don't have any relations with the people. Leave me alone. Let's live in tombs. We are not enchained with several. We are not chained, but we could be chained by alcohol. We could be chained by job. We could be chained by different or. I lost the words. Anyhow, we are not subdued. Yeah, we could be not. We could not be subdued if we do not accept the help of the friends. You know. Of course, we are not naked, but sometimes we are spiritually. We do not know how we are looked by the people. We do not realize how we are acting. We do not scream day and night, but maybe people around us hears a voice like screaming. You know. We do not make sense. We do not cut ourselves, but actually sometimes some people cut themselves. Right? Sometimes we hurt ourselves. So this man is not different from us. If we do not realize the demon is alive,
we are easy to be controlled.
The only way we are free from demons is what? Live with Jesus.
Only Jesus can free us from the demons.
Don't forget it. We sometimes be, you know, to boast or arrogant. Yeah, I can live by ourselves, by myself. I know myself. I can work. I'm free. I can be. I'm not be controlled by anybody. I'm not controlled by money. I cannot control.
But if we think that way, we would be the man like this.
So ask Jesus to come to relieve me. Do not allow fear to control you. Do not allow money control you. Do not allow the people control you. Do not allow information control you. Do not internet control you. Do not allow anybody control you except Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray 5 minutes before 3.
Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much this wonderful story. And we read this story this afternoon is not different from us. But we read this guy is we, ourselves, Lord. Lord, we need you, Jesus. Jesus, the only one who relieve us from demon power, Lord. We have to be humble. We have to confess we are easy to be controlled by demons. Lord, help us. Lord, break our chains, Lord. Lord, open our eyes to see ourselves. Lord, drive out our demons in ourselves. We believe you, Jesus. Lord, this afternoon, we now bow our heads to you and ask your help. Not others, only you are the one who could come our place to relieve from demons. Lord, we go out to church this week. This world is controlled by Satan, full of demons. Even our house, in our rooms, wherever we go, Lord, send your Holy Spirit, Lord. We could discern the evil spirit. We could say no to the evil power. Every single minute, we need you. We need your spirit. Please possess us, Lord, with your spirit. Send your Holy Spirit, each one of us here, wherever we go, and we see true peace in our heart with Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.